your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Moose, Breezy, we're just checking in this morning. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Where's our friends at?
They're just all over the city. Just scattered, littered, if you will. Just checking in from Gates, Sodus, Canandaigua, Penfield.
All our favorite places. Our favorite places.
Every corner. So let's get into it, shall we? Lindsay's here. She's from Gates.
What's up, Lindsay?
She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good today because tonight I'm going to a concert. I wonder if it's the one I'm going to.
Which one are you going to?
I'm going to Quinn 92.
You're going
really
to Quinn 92, Lindsay?
About that. Lindsay?
Where is it?
My concert's in Syracuse. I don't know where hers is, but absolutely iconic. Nico and Steven are checking in.
There they are.
Vibes are up. Got some overtime in yesterday. Love it. Today is payday. Looking forward to that. Hope you guys have a great day.
Payday in the middle of the week. Wow.
That's iconic.
That's what's up. What company do you guys work for?
Yeah, literally drop the link.
Now you can afford to have Pizza Thursday tomorrow.
Ooh, wait.
We love that. Thank you guys for checking in. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are not it this morning.
That's okay.
It's rainy. It's cold. I wish I was still in bed. Yesterday was the longest day. Going to stay with my grandson while their mom's at work today. Hang out and have some quality time. Have a great day, guys. Thanks, Amy.
Well,
we
listen,
love you.
Amy, the glass is half full because for the next 8 days straight after today, it's going to be nothing but sunshine and the weather's going to be absolutely outstanding. Plus the temperature. I mean, by tomorrow, we're going to see Thursday almost 58 and sunny, Friday 64 and sunny, Saturday and Sunday close to 70 degrees and sunny, Monday 72, Tuesday 73. I mean, we're good. We're good. It's crazy that that's fall weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's okay to have a couple of bad days.
For sure.
Makes the good ones all worthwhile.
What's up with you?
Not much. Just sick as a dog.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to take the day to rest yesterday, and that's exactly what I did.
Good.
I don't think it did any. It didn't make a dent. I woke up this morning. It was really tough. You know how tough it was? I didn't even come close to making my bed. That's where we're at.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know it's bad. I didn't make my bed this morning. So if that doesn't
tell
you.
Did you get medicine?
What's that?
Did you get medicine?
I took that. What did I have in my cabinet? I took the Mucinex liquid because it's got like the Tylenol in it too. And it helps with the cough and the congestion and the headache. But you know when your body just feels so drained?
Yeah.
And your skin is like soft to the touch?
Mm-hmm.
All the symptoms, that's where I'm at.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
I'm just miserable. But, you know, I'll get through it. I'm hoping to feel better by tomorrow. Because if you don't think about it, I like to think that that helps. But I'm in denial, too. You guys understand.
It's kind of hard not to think about when you're literally not breathing. But, yes, I understand what you're saying.
How are your vibes?
Oh, my God, they're great.
We got to balance each other out, Breeze.
Yeah, I had a great day yesterday. I ran errands. I didn't get home till 6. Everyone knows, maybe they don't. I should probably do like a formal break on it, but I'm moving in with my girlfriend come January. And if you know me, you know that once I get an idea in my head, I can't really stop until it's done. So not me driving to Webster in the middle of nowhere to go to a barn where this woman named Jennifer owns a mattress warehouse in the back of her house.
So oh, really?
I was laying on mattresses. It's okay, really so something.
Why did you need to get a new mattress?
Oh, well, I'm not moving into her apartment without a king.
No, really?
No shot.
She's got room for a king mattress?
For sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I won't do it. So, I learned yesterday that there's people that resell mattresses that people have, like, bought, and then their warranty, like, they get, like, a 30-day warranty, and they're like, yeah, I don't really love this.
Sure.
So then they get sent those mattresses, and they're virtually brand new.
Even though in those 30 days, you could still do some disgusting, unforgiving things on a mattress.
This mattress, I think, was in the custody of the owner for 4 days. So I was like, I love it. I'm going to get it. And she was like, okay. And then I found a brand new, what's it called? Like bed frame, headboard.
Yeah.
In box.
For the king?
For the king.
She sell those too?
No, I found that from somebody else. So I have to go get all that stuff today. Not the mattress, but.
Who's picking this stuff up?
Me.
You have a Nissan.
I have my girlfriend's car today. Gotta go do it all.
Would she have an SUV?
She does. She does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to fit a king mattress where?
No, I'm not getting the mattress today. I'm getting the
frame.
Yeah. It's all in a box. So.
You thinking you can put a king mattress in the back of an SUV?
I don't. Yeah. So I think I'm going to get the truck. So.
All right. Well. Breezy is
and I'm going to a concert today, so yeah, I'm very excited about that.
The next chapter for our girl Breezy. This is going to be a lot of content in the next 3 months. I'll tell you that right now.
I know, I'm very excited.
Thank you guys for checking in with your vibes this morning. Coming up next for the big story of the day, the Rochester Police Department is launching a program. This is going to be November 1st. We'll tell you why they're going to be handing out Narcan all over the city to people even like ourselves. You know, you can never be too safe. That's coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. The Rochester Police Department is launching a program that's going to hit November 1st that aims to help combat overdoses and overdose deaths in the city and across Monroe County. Now, as part of the Leave Behind, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Naloxone program? Haven't heard of it. But officers will hand out Narcan to people at high risk of an overdose, along with their friends, family members, and their associates. Some are even leaving this at the workplace.
Mm-hmm. I took my girlfriend's car today because I have to get something after work, and she has a bunch in her glove box.
She does, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, this is just another tool to get Narcan into the hands of people that, you know, need it the most. And that is something that, as of October 4th, they're saying more than 1,400 overdoses and 122 suspected overdose deaths have been reported across the county. So one thing to talk about statistically is numbers. In Monroe County Executive Adam Bello said, at the end of the day, those who are out there struggling in our community need the most help. Because each one of these kits will include 2 doses of Narcan, information on how to use it, harm reduction strategies, and resources to seek help. Every kit is a chance to save a life and bring hope to these battling a substance abuse disorder. So the program will start in the Rochester Police Department's Clinton section, which has about 100 officers. And then Smith said the plan is to implement the program across the entire department come February. So
I think that's great because, you know what? That's one more step into saving lives of this massive epidemic that is the opioid epidemic. And
has anybody ever been intrigued by what the heck Narcan actually is?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You just put it under someone's nose and all of a sudden they snap out of it. I'm mm-hmm. like, what is that
yeah.
stuff?
It's a life-saving tool. It really is.
Right?
It's insane.
But what is it? Like, what's
it's
in it?
It's a massive drug. I mean, like, it's
is it a spray or is it just you're just sniffing it?
It's a spray.
It is. So they do have to spray it in your nose.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
I hope I never have to use it.
You speak for a lot of us, Breezy. Coming up on the show, Irene is going to come on the air with us next to discuss her 7-year-old daughter's Halloween costume. Now, her daughter's second grade teacher said, I apologize, but it's offensive. But is it? We'll get Irene on the show with us after the break to hear why she had to tell her daughter her costume is not appropriate for school. That's coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
The question being asked this morning from a mother by the name of Irene is, do people really care if a child dresses up as Pocahontas for Halloween? It's parental confidential. We got this message from Irene the other day, and she was just trying to come up with ideas of what do you even tell your seven-year-old daughter, who so badly just wants to dress up as her favorite Disney character.
Yeah. I mean, she loves Pocahontas. She's been watching Pocahontas, and that's what she wants to go to Halloween as. And you know what? That's what happens when you're a kid. You get really fixated on one thing, and you're like, I'm going to be that for Halloween. And the fact that this is an issue is really grinding my gears.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys have to say about this. 585-252-9800. Before that, let's get our girl Irene on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Irene.
Yeah, I was calling. I have a small dilemma. I say small because there are like bigger issues going on in the world aside from my daughter's Halloween costume.
Sure.
But I still don't know what to do. So essentially, my seven-year-old wants to be Pocahontas for Halloween.
Okay.
Her favorite Disney character. She watches the movie all the time. And I only feel iffy about it because it seems to be like a trigger point for so many people right now.
Mm.
So like, my husband's father is a huge football fan of the Washington Redskins, and he got so upset when they changed their name to, I don't know, I think it's like the Commanders or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But essentially, I'm worried that a seven-year-old can get canceled.
Oh. I don't know. Can a seven-year-old today get canceled?
I mean, maybe they're not going to get canceled in this moment, but I mean, if that comes out in 15 years...
Oh, that's true.
They could definitely get canceled.
Because yeah.
That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening, right? These 25, 30-year-olds, they're launching their careers, and people are going back and looking at pictures of them and like, you dressed up as an Indian when you were seven. You're racist. It's like, I don't know
what?
If that's exactly the truth.
It's scary because that's the world we live in.
It is.
And
it really is.
I don't know. I mean, I would reach out to her teacher if you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I actually did that. So I sent her teacher an email and asked what her thoughts were. And basically, we're like, hey, if my daughter wears this Pocahontas outfit into class, like, is it crossing a line? Like,
right,
some
right.
people are okay with it. Others might be super offended.
Sure.
And she was really sweet, but she basically was like, you know, she's an educator. And she essentially said, like, looking out for the well-being of her students, she was like, I honestly think you shouldn't. Like,
really?
So
she's, your teacher said... Your daughter's teacher said it's probably a no-go.
Yeah, she just said it probably wouldn't go well, essentially.
I see.
Oh my God. And if it didn't go well, like, my daughter would be the victim of it. So anyway, I had to tell her this, and she had a meltdown.
Did she understand what any of it meant?
I mean, probably not.
Right.
And it's not like I want to explain this to a seven-year-old.
Cancel culture to a seven-year-old.
Well, what's the reasoning you gave her that she can't wear the costume?
I basically just said, like, her teacher didn't like the costume and tried to frame it in such a way that it was like, you know, there's other princesses, like, there's other options. I just don't think this will be the best one. But it's so hard because it's like, how do you explain this to a seven-year-old in the way that they're going to comprehend?
You don't.
I don't know.
Yeah. You literally don't. Because you know what? When you're 7 years old, you're living life blissfully, happily, and... You have no worries, essentially.
Right. And
then,
you have no concept of why this would be a problem.
And you get to 20, 30 years old and reality slaps you in the face and everyone has a problem with everything. And it's like, wait, I just like really love Pocahontas. Like, it's
right.
just so insane if you ask me. But,
does anyone really care?
Honestly, why I'm calling. I'm just trying to get a gauge on like, does anyone actually care? Does anyone actually have a problem with a non-Native American seven-year-old dressing up as Pocahontas for Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, is that actually a problem?
I you know what? Today's day and age, probably. But 585-252-9800, I'd love to hear from our listeners on this. If you would go against the words of the teacher and just dress your daughter up as Pocahontas anyways. Send her off to school. But you don't want to put her in a spot either.
Right. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. Like, maybe it's not going to be a problem today or tomorrow, but will it be a problem in 10 years? Will cancel culture only ramp up from what it is right now, which is I believe, at an all-time high. And then what, your daughter's not getting her first, you know, entry-level position out of college because she dressed up as Pocahontas when she was seven? Give me a break.
Well, who knows where social media is going to be in 15 years from now. You know what? Did you reason with her? Be like, hey, you can't wear it to school, but you're more than welcome to wear it trick-or-treating. Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
But school was, like, you know, the important Halloween party.
Of course.
I didn't know they're even still doing those.
And then you could also let her do it, but you better pray to God you don't take any pictures and they don't surface.
Yeah, which is just such a silly thing to have to worry about anyway.
No, she's seven. I think she'll be okay, but I don't know. This is very interesting. I'm glad that you called up because I'm sure there might be other parents that are facing the same issue you're going through right now. So thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Irene.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to some of our listeners' text messages and calls, 585-252-9800. Thanks, Irene. Have a good Halloween.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, clearly some people feel a certain way about this, looking at the text messages. Let me get to some phone calls real quick. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Paula.
Hi. What up, Paula?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. What do you think?
Of course, I'm amazing. I wouldn't do it. I know she's seven. I would only do it if she's going to a private party with family and friends.
Okay.
And there are no pictures taken. I wouldn't do it only because it's just kind of, it's like a slap in the face of the indigenous community. And the storyline that Disney presented with Pocahontas is not the real story of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tragic, sad story.
Sure.
I just wouldn't exploit my child in that manner. And I know that she's a child and she should be protected from social media and all these attackers, but we mm-hmm. know how they are. We know how social media yeah. is. I just wouldn't do it unless she's going to a family party. I just wouldn't do it.
Don't you think it's sad that this is the world we live in, though?
Oh, it's very sad. It's also sad that Disney made this movie, but that's a whole different topic.
Right, right, of course.
Well, yeah, because Disney is doing it in their, obviously, like a lot of films, they're sugarcoating what actually...
And I always feel like kids should be off limits with stuff like this. Like, they don't know. And she's seven. You're not going to tell her the true story of Pocahontas at this age. Let kids be kids, but people would, like, go in on the mother. Like, why would her mother let her do this?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want your child all over social media. It's just wrong,
right.
But people don't have the same respect and morals as they did back in the day.
No, they do
yeah.
not.
No, that's a great take. Paula, thank you so much for the call. I got this text that came in from Ray that says, people think this costume is offensive. My friend dressed up as Osama bin Laden after 9/11, and nobody batted an eye. Wow.
Oh, dear.
You went to school like that?
Oh, dear. Yeah, this is this is really, really something. You can tell her it's based off a real person, and it's a sad story. Ultimately, this person says, this teacher is wrong. This is insane. There is no victim. The girl is seven. She cannot get canceled. Let her wear what she wants. Stop stealing joy from children. Let them be little. Nobody cares if they look a certain way. Give kids a moment to breathe.
Mm.
Yeah, you can give kids a moment to breathe. I'm just looking at the repercussions 15 years down the line because that's what we see so much these days.
Oh, my God.
These influencers get a million followers. Now these followers are digging up their past. You wore a Pocahontas costume when you were seven. You must be racist. It's like, that's really not how that works.
No.
But okay.
I mean, you have any idea how many Facebook memories I've deleted in the last 2 years? It's crazy. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Dan.
Dan, welcome to the show, buddy. What's your thoughts?
This is just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do we keep teaching kids race? Like,
yeah.
That's the problem with the world. Like, my daughter's white as snow, and she wants to be Doc McStuffins. But she can't be Doc McStuffins because of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know the difference in color.
Sure.
What is that? I've never heard
of that. Yeah, I don't know what that is exactly.
I've never heard of that. Doc what? McStuffin?
Doc McStuffins.
What is that?
It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And here we are. People have to teach little kids about race. They don't know color.
No, right. Of course. No, I know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's honestly, it's tainting children, but that's my opinion.
But that's just my thought. I mean, it's crazy that kids can't be kids today.
Well, what? So are you going to let your daughter dress up at that costume or no?
Yeah, so she has the costume. Obviously, she's not going to change the color of her skin.
Right,
but,
right, of course.
I mean, if somebody has a problem with it, that's their problem. She doesn't know.
Yeah, sure. I gotcha. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Dan.
It.
This is actually a really good point, too. What about Moana? Like, okay, let's take Pocahontas away from the whole situation, because that's a little touchy with just the way the story was told from Disney back in the 90s. Moana's a, you know, Pacific Islander, surfer, whatever she is. I'm not super familiar with the... All I know is that she's very cultured.
Yeah.
That's what the whole movie's about.
So this morning, before we went on to do this segment, I looked up the 15 most offensive Halloween costumes for 2024, and that was on the list. And plus COVID-19. I'm like, oh, God. Okay. It's like, whatever. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Irene, thank you for weighing in this morning, and all you guys. I know this
people
is...
People are really ramped and ready for this one.
I know. It's crazy, and it's the world we live in, unfortunately, but everybody is just trying to tiptoe around everybody else's
feelings. I literally
feelings.
Can't stop these texts from coming in.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back. And do not forget, guys, we got those Justin Timberlake tickets we're going to be giving away later in the show. Make sure you listen to win. 98 PXY.